Welcome to Catch the Flavor Radio on CKLN 88.1 FM. I'm your host, Tanjib Ahmed, and my first time co-host, Abidur Rahman. What's going on, Abidur?
All right, you?
Not too bad, man, not too bad. It's nice weather outside today.
Yeah.
Anyways, just to let you guys know, we're live from basement of Regent Park Focus, and we do have a live audience. I do want to tell you guys there's more than two people here. So, yeah, that was a kind of weak shout anyways. So, Abidur, what are we going to talk about today?
Basically, we're going to talk about cricket in Canada today. And there's basically three forms of cricket, but we're going to talk about only one, the one-day international standards due to time constraints.
Cool, cool, cool. A lot of people don't know about cricket. They probably think we're talking about the insect cricket, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a sports. But we're going to get into it today, and we're going to talk about what cricket is, history of cricket, and cricket in Canada, and then we're going to focus on cricket in Regent Park and what impact it has. So start off, why don't you tell us what cricket is?
Well, cricket is a team sport. It's played by 11 players a side. It's similar to baseball, but unlike in baseball, there's only one innings of play, where each side has only 10 outs. Each side has a maximum of 50 overs to bat, and each over consists of six proper pitches. There are two batsmen on the field at a time, and they continue to play until one of them is out. The fielding side, on the other hand, though, has 11 players on the pitch at the same time. Nine of them are fielding according to the captain wherever they're set. One of them is a wicketkeeper, who is basically like the catcher, and he stands behind the stumps, which we'll be talking about a bit later, and one bowler, who's like the pitcher. In a one-day international standard match, one bowler can pitch up to 10 overs per match, which is 60 pitches. And then, basically...
60 good pitches, right?
60 proper pitches. Yeah. It can't be, no...
Too wide to the...
Too wide pitch. On one side, or it can't be over the person's head. It has to be good pitches where the person can actually play a shot.
Yeah.
And then now talking about the cricket grounds, it's basically the similar in size of a baseball field, and it's covered fully with grass. It's covered with very
except,
fine...
Except when you said baseball, it's not like a diamond shape.
No, no. It's more of a circular shape. Yeah. And
the pitch is middle of the field.
Yeah. The pitch where the person bowls is right in the center of the field, and it is made out of clay, astroturf, or fine carpet. And the grass that surrounds, that covers the field is basically carpet grass, which is very fine so the ball can run very smoothly. The pitch is approximately 20 meters long with one set of wickets on each side. Now, the wickets is basically three sticks that are placed on the ground vertically. And they have two smaller pieces of wood on top. So when the ball actually hits the wickets, we'll know because the other pieces of wood will actually fall off. And basically, the batsman's main job is to protect those wickets at any cost, because if the ball actually does hit the wickets, they are out.
Cool, cool. Why don't you just tell us how you get scores, how you get points and stuff like that?
Well, the runs are pretty simple to get. Now, there's two ways. You can either get them by running or through boundaries. Well, since there are two batsmen on at a time, to get a run by running, both batsmen must reach the opposite end of the pitch to gain one run, and they can do it as much times as they want after the ball has been hit, but while trying not to get out at the same time, because if the fielder throws the ball at the wickets and it gets hit while they're out of not on the other side of the pitch, then they are out. Also, the boundaries, you can either get 6 points or 4 points. When the ball goes over the boundaries without touching the ground once, at all, then the batsman is awarded 6 points, and if it rolls off the ground, then you're awarded 4 points. And that's just the basic information on cricket, but if you want more information on it, you can always go to YouTube or go to wikipedia.org and search up cricket, and you can either they'll give you more descriptive information on it, and you can read about it.
Yeah,
it's always good.
Yeah, the thing about YouTube is you just go on and you type in "learn cricket," and then they'll tell you like how to play it. It's good to like have a visual.
Even the pros even do it, because the legends of cricket actually do post up videos on YouTube as to how to better be a better player in this sport. Well, now that we know what cricket is, basically, why don't you tell us a bit more about the history of cricket?
Well, cricket original from England. It was kid sports in earlier days. We can't really track how early, because kids used to play with a bat and a ball before, and they used to call it cricket with a K. So it came from England, but over the years, it expanded to it pretty much evolved to a new game.
Yeah, but right? Early cricket was in approximately in the 15th century, I believe.
Well, the first tracks were at the 15th century, because the first reference they could get of the game was when people went back and tracked like where did cricket come from, right? They found this one court case in 1597. A court case. It was a dispute over a school property. A man named John Derrick, who testified that him and his friends used to play a sport called cricket in the field, right? So that was at 1597, and they said that they used to play 50 years back. So tracking that back, that means they played at 1547,
yeah,
right?
That's a long time ago. That's like in the medieval times.
Medieval time. Also, so at that time, a lot of kids used to play cricket. No adult. It wasn't like an adult sport, you get it? It wasn't like professional or anything like that. But later on, there's another court case almost a couple of years later.
This one was in 1611.
1611, yeah. Like a century later almost.
Yeah.
Right? 1611, two men were charged at Sussex City,
yeah,
in England, because instead of going to church, they were playing cricket. So that's why they got charged. So you can see adults started playing in the early 1600s, right?
Yeah.
So from there, adults been seriously playing as they've been taking a professional since early 17th century.
But since then, cricket has evolved a lot.
Yeah, and you know, the rules came in, more people put effort into it.
Also the equipments, the bats changed.
Also the equipments, protected equipments and stuff, the ball itself, the bat itself.
I heard at the beginning they didn't used to use any protective gears.
Yeah, but they just used to play with nothing on, you know what I mean? I mean, clothes on, obviously. But yeah, also what happened was... cricket came out of England and it came straight to North America because of the colonized and Commonwealth, all the stuff was going on around that time, right?
Yeah.
That was early 1700 when British came into...
Colonized Canada.
Colonized places like Canada,
yeah,
and other countries. So we know Canada, people played cricket in Canada early 1700.
But it was kind of wiped out in the middle.
Yeah, it was wiped out because of the, you know...
baseball kind of took over. Baseball, hockey. And the weather itself, too. It's really cold.
Yeah, it's a pretty... It's a summer sport, right?
Yeah.
You need sun to play. you can't play where there's snow and, like, ice and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got to be a hot climate sport. The game moved on pretty much all around the globe by the British people, because they were going around colonizing places. It reached West Indies, it reached India, it reached Australia, it reached New Zealand, South Africa. It reached all those countries by 19th century. And now, you know, they play, almost all those countries play internationally.
Yeah.
And it's one of their top sports in their country. So now that we know that they used to play in Canada, why don't you tell us about cricket in Canada and what's going on right now?
Well, earliest known reference to cricket in Canada was in the province of Quebec in the year of 1785. That's almost two centuries ago. And this was at the where the Montreal Exposition buildings now stand. This is where the first cricket match was played in Canada. But more recently, Canada has been on the international circuit since 2003. And it has participated in two World Cups right now, even though most of us don't even know what cricket is. And they won their first match against Bangladesh, actually, in the World Cup of 2003. Well, even though we don't know much about it, the sport is continuously growing in this country. And Canada is on its way to host the Four Nation 2020 tournament starting August 14th in Toronto. Yeah, the West Indies.
The West Indies, Pakistan.
Yep, and
Canada.
Bangladesh will be coming here. And if you guys have time, come down here and check it out. All you cricket fans, it's going to be a good tournament. It starts in August 14th for all you guys you want to know.
It's a 2020, right?
It's a different form of cricket. It's much more amusing because all it is blasting game.
Yeah, it's more fun because it's quick too. It's not like you have to sit there for 8 hours, like a 3-hour game.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun. So
if you guys want to check it out. And you get to meet the stars, obviously. Obviously, all the international stars will be there. You guys want to see them play, obviously.
Obviously. All right.
So Canada, along with that, Canada is also in the qualifying stages for the 2020 World Cup, which is going to be hosted in 2009 in England. So, good luck to the Canadian team in that effect, and hope they do well in it. Although cricket is not as big as basketball, hockey in Canada, there are certain tournaments in place where youths can take part in this sport. Basically, there's the TND, Toronto and District Cricket Association, which is like county cricket of Canada. Well, for all you guys who don't know, county cricket is one level below the international standards.
So it's pretty much like amateur, right?
It's pretty much like amateur. This is
where you learn the game and you improve yourself pretty much to be in the international team or something.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to pursue your career.
Well, I've seen a player who's only 18 years old and he's on his route to making it to the Canadian team.
Absolutely.
And he's doing really well for himself. Well, other than now that we have talked about the worldwide prospect of cricket, we would like to talk more about the aspect that the
how cricket has impacted our lives.
Yeah, in Regent Park itself.
In our community.
Well, Tunjub, do you want to start on that?
Well, yeah, I'm going to talk about how we all came together through cricket, right? Because I guess we all, as kids, we all used to play cricket.
Yeah, we did.
But we never came together, and we lived in this neighborhood for a long time. I'd never seen you guys before, and I haven't seen a lot of my own teammates that we play with now, right?
Yeah, I've only seen you since cricket started.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened was last year, during the summer, we all came together and we started playing cricket in Northfield, which is located between Sumac Street and
Sackville Street.
And we started playing cricket, like just with tape tennis and stuff. We weren't even serious. We were just playing every day, you know, every day we used to go out and play cricket.
Eventually, we made good friends that way.
Yeah, we made a lot of friends. You know, we started playing together. We started talking. What happened was, we didn't realize that people were watching us when we were playing in the field, right? People realized that, you know, we were so interested that we didn't even care about anything else. We were just playing cricket.
So they ultimately actually paid for our equipment, and we actually started a cricket team. And now this summer, we are currently part of the Scarborough Cricket Association, and we actually play a league right now. And some of us are hopeful to play in the international someday, hopefully.
Yeah, well, you know, the only reason this came together is because of the support of Toronto Housing.
Yeah, Toronto Community Housing.
They sponsored us.
Yeah.
The people in the community of Regent Park to donate their money so we could buy equipment.
And we thank all of them for it because it is a lot of money to play a sport in here. And not just cricket itself. We also had a big impact on this sport also had a big impact on the youth because it set a positive role for everybody else.
Yeah, what happened was we all pretty much came together. It's like a brotherhood, right?
Yeah.
We all came together. We share our problems. We share knowledge. We share information, whatever we need to do.
And no matter what, we're always there for each other.
No matter what, we're always there. And since we seen, we understood that, now we wanted to evolve that. So what we're doing is we're trying to start up a sports club in Regent Park.
Yeah, and this sports club can help us get more youth of Regent Park involved in our cause. And basically, you know, we're trying to start up a baseball, a soccer, and along with our current cricket team. And we're trying to make this a bigger concept, which will help us in the near future.
Yeah, pretty much it's for kids, so they don't, rather than hanging around in Regent Park, they have something to do. You know, it's fun playing sports.
Yeah.
And hopefully they get the same experience as we did, and we still do, right? We're still learning stuff. And that's our goal. Hopefully this summer our plan is to host a tape tennis match in the North Field. We did talk about it.
If any of you guys want to see this match, you guys can always come down, or you guys can email us at cp-sports_club@hotmail.com, or
it's cp_sports.
My bad, cp_sports_club@hotmail.com.
Yeah, if you have any questions or comments, you can always email us, or you could call me at my cell. It's 416-838-3521.
Yeah, and if you guys want to learn more about this sport, you guys can always again log into YouTube or go into Wikipedia and search it up. It always helps. To learn something new.
Okay.
And
so if anyone has a question from the audience, now you could come up and ask if you like.
Come on, I know some of you guys are part of this cricket team that we made. You guys don't want to ask anything about it? You guys don't want to share any of your
experience,
thoughts?
Experience, anything? Baba Africa has nothing on us today.
Okay, we got Fahim, who wants to say something, who was a part of our cricket team and still is a part of our cricket team.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, my question was, how much do the cricket players get paid?
Well, it depends on how high level you play, because
international level.
You mean international level? So, well, it depends.
It depends
again
on the player itself.
Because
right?
It could be the best batsman in the world. Let's say Sachin Tendulkar. He makes good 10, 15 million a year. Easily. And all he's doing is just playing a sport. He's having fun. It's like, playing this sport is like being able to be a kid for all your life. You're able to live the dream. And these people, they were lucky. They had the talent and they nurtured it. And some people from Regent Park does have the talent, and they can make it to the big times. And the donations, the sponsorships we got from TCHC did help us in this thing. And we have another question.
How expensive is the game of cricket?
Oh.
How expensive in what sense?
Well,
it could be really expensive.
Well, if you say like a tournament, it could mean multi-million dollars. But if you're saying like amateur, like we play right now,
international
standards, it depends on the pitch itself. But like, let's say if you're saying amateur right now, a club, to register for a club for the season, it costs anywhere from 1,400 to
3,000.
No, actually, if you play Premier or Elite Division, it costs $10,000. So it is really expensive. It does hurt your pockets quite a bit.
Yeah, you do need, like, this is one of the rich sports, I guess, because you got to buy equipment, right?
And that's just for the registration.
Yeah.
And if you buy the equipment, that's another whole story that can seriously hurt your wallet.
Yeah.
So
you can get a bat from, like, $100 to $600. So that's just for the amateur bats.
If you get custom made bats, it can be like $5,000-$6,000 sometimes. It's expensive.
It's an expensive sports to play.
All right. So that's about it for today. We'd like to thank our live audience, and once again, oh, we have one more thing.
One more announcement.
We have an announcement here.
There is a community meeting going on July 17th. It's about the Tavis program that's running through Regent Park. If anyone's interested, it's at 263 Sackville Green, Toronto, Ontario.
Yeah, this is Babu Africa here. Yeah, I didn't have a question. Not really a huge fan of cricket, but I've seen some photos or videos, and it's a beautiful game. But we're just going to go for a 2 minutes break, and we'll be back with a different topic. And welcome back to Catch the Favor Radio here on CKLN 88.1. This is Babu Africa. So we just ended a segment with the Toronto Housing Community Leadership, Youth Leadership Group, and where they talked about, you know, cricket. I'm just going to talk about what Abel has been talking about all these all today, which is the video that the government released of Omar Khadr being asked in the detention room in Guantanamo Bay. So basically, Omar Khadr was a 13-year-old kid, Canadian kid, who got arrested, and now he's being held in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba since 2003, since 2003 or since 2002. I'm not 100% sure. But basically, the video basically shows him, you know, acting like any normal teenager. You know, he's crying, he's sobbing, he's asking, you know, please help me. You don't care about me, you know. And basically, everybody who watches this video, they feel very sick and upset that a government like the state and Canada, you know, they would detain a child, basically. And the government's answer is that, you know, the Harper's government, what they're saying is they're not going to do anything to bring him out of that area, because they want the process to go through. There's a process of justice, you know, laws and stuff like that. So they're saying we're gonna let the U.S. do what they do best, which is detain little kids. You know, and he's not, Omar Khadr is not the only kid in Guantanamo Bay. There's other kids. But basically, his lawyer is hoping that, you know, the government gets off their high horse and actually do something that's inhumane. Because what's happening in Guantanamo Bay right now is inhumane, and he should be brought back to Canada. Because first, he's a child, and second, he's a Canadian citizen. And who cares about his background? Like, his background, he doesn't have a background. Like, his father is the one who's the bad guy, and his father got killed already. It's not Omar Khadr's life. It's, you know, he's a little kid, and he should be brought back here as a Canadian and a child, basically, you know. And basically, so everybody's talking about this video, you know. I just hope that, you know, somehow, you know, he gets released from that area, because kids shouldn't be in that area, because you know, because what they're saying is they're treating Omar Khadr just as if he was an adult, which is wrong. If there was no Guantanamo Bay, you know, children would have different laws from the adults, right? So I just hope something happens and he's brought home to his family, you know, because, you know, I just hate seeing that video because it's so sad. We're just going to move on. We're just going to end the show. This is Babu Africa again. So tune back next week. We're going to have the same guys from the Toronto Housing Company, and they're going to do another topic. So if you love this topic of cricket, wait and see until what they talk about next week. So see you later.